Open je Bijbels. Ik heb heel korte tijd, dus ik moet ontzettend snel zijn. Want as Elder Albert, Elder Andrews en Elder Beetje Bom, we are here to do God's work for you. Amen.
Amen.
And therefore we are called to do some things. And today is about baptism.
Amen.
So for those that are baptized, it's also interessant, I promise.
Amen.
But for those that are not baptized, I, Andrews, and Albert are called by God. And I want you to read it, so because you never should trust me in anything, always confirm it in your own Bible and see if it is true or not, what I say, yeah? Thus, we will read it, that I am commanded by God to do this, yeah? And Jesus, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, it's called also the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Most of the time, that has the title. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, is also here on the screen. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That is the end of Matthew, and that is the Great Commission. So don't be angry with me, yeah, if I talk about baptism, because I'm commanded by God. Yes, I'm commanded by God to do so. We read the story of Cornelius, and something I was asked by Ruth, what reading should we do? And I was reading about Cornelius, and I was very struck by that things that Cornelius said, and also that it is Peter that was called to Cornelius' house. And my name is also Jan Peter, but I tell you the truth, Jan, I will not even react on it. If you say Jan, I will not react. God has given in all the people that call me to call me never Jan, but always Peter. So I'm very, very proud that I am actually Pete Boom. And that's what they say, Pete. That's short for Peter. But actually, I'm Peter. And as Cornelius was called by God, Peter was called to go to the house of Cornelius, I today, as Peter again, am called today to bring you news from God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So even in my name, it is there. So the thing that struck me when I was reading about Cornelius is that he, when he came in, Cornelius fell on his feet and worshipped Peter. He said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm also a man like you. Yeah? And Cornelius, he was so eager to do what is right. He knew he was blessed because an angel was coming while he was fasting, came in his house and said, I have seen your devoutness. I've seen how serious you are seeking for God. And I've seen your alms that you give to the poor. I see the goodness in you, and it came to heaven. And therefore, go and send messages to this in this house, in your back, and bring Peter, and he will tell you everything. So he was so eager. He sent the messenger and he came back with Peter. So he saw Peter and he fell on his floor and he worshipped Peter. He said, no, don't do that. That's not good. I'm just a man like you. And then Cornelius said something which you also should say. I'm ready to hear everything God commanded you to say. And that is a question to you. Are you ready when you come here in the house of God to hear all things, even when you say, do this, come on time? or something. Are you ready to hear it? Because hearing is obeying. That's it. If you hear it and you say, I don't do it, I hear it, but I don't do it, then that is actually not hearing. Yeah? Hearing is doing. So are you ready to hear? Like Cornelius, he was very ready. And actually his whole household, he was so happy. And Jesus, Peter, he was just preaching Jesus. Just, and if you read it, it took like four minutes maximum. Even if you read it like that, it's like 15 seconds. And 15 seconds later, while he was saying it, on everybody who heard, the Holy Spirit fell. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And they start speaking in tongues. They start worshiping God. And Peter said, this is a miracle because he had never seen it. It was always thought that only the Israelites, only the people that God has chosen to be his people, that are the ones that can have the Holy Spirit, that can be redeemed, that have eternal life, all these things. But he said, he saw that these people were not discriminated by God. Everybody can come into the presence. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, what can prevent them to be baptized with water? What can be prevented? So that is the question to you. What prevents you to be baptized? It's a serious question. You don't have to tell me, but tell it in your own heart. Tell and say, this is the reason why. Because actually, if we talk about baptism, the most hip excuse that somebody says, I don't really understand what it means. So who doesn't really understand what it means? Hey, no one. So I can quit now. Does anybody know what it means? Question. Is there?
But no answer.
Amen. Okay, it represents something. And I have called it an inward and an outward baptism. Because when you are called by God, there is an inward change. And it is being born again. That is what Jesus says. You don't know where the wind comes from, but some will be born again. Something will happen in your life. And me, I was thinking maybe I have to ask Priscilla or somebody else, Deborah, to come here and say why, what motivated them to do that. And that is all good. And maybe when there's time, they will stand here and tell you why they were baptized. That's very good, because then you hear it. But actually, I can tell it very easily because I myself was also being changed by God. And that is the inward baptism. And that change when you come finally to the point that you see Jesus on the cross and realize that he died for you. That is the moment that something changed in your life. You just live your life. You just do whatever you like. And that is the most common reason why I will never wanted to be baptized. Me, I also said I will never be married because I want to be a free man. I want to be free. I want to do whatever I like. Yeah. Yes? Never children. Oh, no, never. That's what I said 20 years ago. Never children. God, have mercy upon me. And he had. And he had, because I was a fool, a big one too. So God brought me to the cross, and I looked into the eyes of Jesus. It's a spiritual thing, and you realize that blood he sheds. How many minutes?
5 minutes.
I don't think of it. Actually, it's my fault. That nail through his hands, I pushed it there. My sin. have done all these things. And when he looked at me, I saw that, and I died. And that is actually what baptism means. Dying, your old person needs to end. You go under. And that represents Jesus died for you, and he was buried in the grave. And he stayed there, and after that, he left his garments there. And he rose out of the grave to never die again. And he is our representation. He is the one who carried your sin. So you died in him. You were buried with him. And you will be raised up with him.
Amen.
Yes. So actually, what happens is the olden days you had a circumcision. A circumcision. And that one was done by the boys. You take the foreskin, you pull it out, and cut bush off. And you throw that part of the foreskin away. And it was cast away. And that one is actually something that represents a spiritual thing that happens in everybody's life. By the hand of God, not by a knife that man use, but by the hand of God, he wants to remove you, the sinful you, out of your life.
Amen.
To never be aware of that again. So God does a circumcision of your heart. You don't want to be a liar anymore. You don't want to make your friend feel lousy about herself. You don't want to shout at your mother anymore. You don't want to behave all that kind of things. You don't want to do it anymore. You want to change. And you say, what I do, I will be baptized. I will go under the water. I am buried with Christ. And I will leave my sinful way behind. And when I come out of that water, amen. I will be a new person. A new person to never sin again. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do I have 1 minute?
1 minute.
Okay, we read it and then we end it. We read it. Colossians 2, 8 till 15. Colossians 2, 8 till 15. And this one is one of my favorite texts. It's really one of my favorite texts because actually this line that he writes, you should write it on your mirror. Every day when you do your makeup or you make your hair, you can read it. Yeah?
Amen.
Okay, beware. Colossians 2, 8 to 15. Are you there? And that starts with, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That is actually what he said. To me is given all the power in heaven and in earth. In him dwelleth all the Godhead. In him everything is there. And you are complete in him. That one you should write on your mirror tonight with a pen that will never be removed. I am complete in him. Mm-hmm. Which is the head of all principalities and powers, in whom you also are circumcised, that is what I just said, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein you also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sin, and the uncircumcision of your flesh had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Amen. Amen. I will end here with a reading. It is a representation, people, that you decided outwardly and showed the world that you put away the sinful flesh in you. And you say, that one I will bury with Christ. I will go on. And I'll come out a new person. Thank you.